a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 314. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
state investigators say a U of U police officer did not download sexually explicit pictures of Lauren McCluskey, as people have claimed, but some officers made some unprofessional comments about those pictures. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, more about that power outage. About 2,500 customers are out of power in North Salt Lake. It's a transformer fire on Eagle Ridge and Highway 89. Rocky Mountain Power says they should have things back up by about 6:30 tonight. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, were brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
A crash with injuries northbound Bangor Highway, about 104th South. It's partially sticking out into that right lane. And for Cache County drivers, Highway 89 closed in both directions in Logan Canyon between Logan and Rich County due to an earlier crash, not expected to open until about 5 o'clock. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine, hot again, up to 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
That sunshine is shrouded by a few clouds. We're at 97 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The general election now just 90 days away, and amid this pandemic, many states are expanding mail-in systems for registered voters for public safety. That's creating a hot-button issue. At the White House today, President Trump meeting with Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey, discussing voter security. Ducey vowing a secure system.
In Arizona, we're going to do it right. It will be free and fair. It will be difficult, if not impossible, to cheat.
It comes as President Trump continues to allege without evidence that voter ballots could lead to fraud.
It's okay. Absentee voting, great. But this mail-in voting where they mail indiscriminately millions and millions of ballots to people, you're never going to know who won the election. You can't have that.
The president has had to reverse his course on Florida, the state he uses to vote absentee, saying Florida is also safe. The Democratic convention, slated to take place this month in Milwaukee, has been scaled back.
The Democratic National Convention Committee announcing speakers, including presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, will no longer be traveling to Milwaukee. The committee citing health risks due to the potential spread of COVID-19. Former Vice President Biden is instead expected to accept the party's nomination in Delaware. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett.
As personally disappointed as I am, as professionally disappointed as I am, we can't forget the fact that we are in the middle of a pandemic.
Biden said he wanted to set an example as to how we should respond individually to this crisis. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
A State Department spokesperson telling ABC News at least one U.S. citizen died in the massive blast in Beirut yesterday.
Investigators have begun searching the wreckage of Beirut's port for clues to the cause of the massive explosion that ripped across the Lebanese capital as the government ordered port officials put under house arrest. International aid flights have also begun to arrive.
ABC's Tom Rivers reporting from the Foreign Desk. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The case of Lauren McCluskey. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A state investigation finds University of Utah police officer Miguel Deras did not download and share explicit photos of Lauren McCluskey. U Police Chief Rodney Chatman says he's grateful this investigation's now over with.
I think their report is pretty clear that what was alleged, there was this very comprehensive report found no evidence to confirm that that occurred in the manner in which it was written. And so without going into interrogating their work, this is the words, this is the summary of their work, and I stand by that and am appreciative of bringing some finality to that accusation.
Despite the findings, the report does suggest Officer Deras did make inappropriate comments to another officer about the photos. Chief Chatwin says public trust is a top priority for his department.
Anytime our officers engage in behavior that violates the trust that should be present for our community and the trust that I need to have with them, is a disappointment to me. I really can't speak for how people interpret the report and how they, what conclusions they come take away from the report.
Chief Chatwin says any officers involved in inappropriate conversations about the photos will be disciplined. Officer Degas left the police department at the U after McCluskey's death. He now works for the Logan Police Department, and they're still investigating this photo fiasco. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45 KSL News Time 319. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And here we go, Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake County freeways and I-15 in Utah County all in pretty good shape. We do have a little bit of backup due to an injury accident in South Jordan northbound Bangor Highway. The crash is mostly to the right at 104th South, 5600 West. We are starting to see traffic filling in and slowing down both directions between I-80 and 2100 South. Let's try Steve again.
So far, so good. Pretty good drive if you're on north or southbound 15. Nothing in the road to slow you down right now between downtown Salt Lake City and Brigham. If you're headed to the Logan area, we have crash on Highway 89 at Rick Springs in Logan Canyon. That's closed both directions of traffic from Logan to Rich County. Not expected to open until about 5 o'clock this afternoon. We have good speeds on the west belt of northbound 215 and Legacy and Highway 89. All clear, Farmington to Ogden. Ogden's Flooring and Design was voted the best flooring store in Utah Valley for 10 consecutive years. Visit ogdensflooring.com today or stop by one of their 11 locations for a free measure. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast. Let's see if any rain is going to turn up. And Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine today, heating up to 99 degrees, 98 tomorrow in the sunshine. And it's not a whole lot different for the end of the week. 95 Friday, mostly sunny. We're up to 94 on Saturday with sunshine. 95 Sunday, mostly sunny skies. So not as hot as it was last weekend. 93 in the sun Monday and 92 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, I think it feels a little more humid today. I'm not seeing any, the humidity's 11%, though. It's 97 degrees in Salt Lake City, 321. Yes.
Afternoon news on KSL News Radio.
Yes.
We say it all the time, Amanda, but it is time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers, because right now, for a limited time, you can take advantage of clearance pricing on virtually the entire lineup of 2020 Hondas.
Tim and I would like to save you some money, because we're not kidding when we say clearance pricing. You're not going to get this kind of a deal on a brand new Honda or even a used Honda like you're going to get right now. So get into your Utah Honda dealers.
They've probably got a better stock of them right now than they've ever had at this time of year. And let me tell you about the HRV I had a chance to drive thanks to Shane at Stockton 12 Honda. This was the 2019 best SUV brand. And by the way, if you have a teen, it was listed as the best new SUV for teens as well.
And the Honda Passport that I got to drive from Larry H. Miller in Murray. Thank you, Scott. The Passport, named best in class. It's got so much cargo room and the hands-free power tailgate. Fun to drive. Check out that brand new Passport from your Utah Honda dealers.
Go to UtahHondaDealers.com, because the more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealer.
Have you been laid off, furloughed, permitted to resign, fired, offered early retirement, or a buyout because this virus affected your continued employment? If so, don't leave your 401k or company plan with your old employer. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, strongly recommending you roll that old plan over. By leaving it there, you completely lose control. If your old company goes out of business or gets purchased, your money could be tied up in litigation for years. Don't risk the money you've worked so hard for by leaving it with the company you no longer work for. Trajan Wealth specializes in 401k and company plan rollovers. We'll walk you through it and even complete the paperwork for you. Don't leave your 401k unprotected and unsupervised. As a fiduciary, Trajan Wealth has the experience and knowledge to help you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
We're watching You Toss Money at KSL. That didn't take long. Facebook is launching its own version of TikTok. They're calling it Reels. Reels. It's not an app. It'll be just another feature inside Instagram where you can easily make those 15-second videos. KSL Drive's BMW is warning investors second quarter earnings will be a bummer. The company says deliveries of its luxury cars were down about 25%. Samsung is showing off the new Galaxy Note 20 today. It comes in two screen sizes, 6.7-inch. It's about $1,000. 6.9 inches of screen, that's $1,300. It was an impressive day on Wall Street, the Dow jumping 373 points, more than 1.25% to 27,201. The S&P added 21 points. The NASDAQ gained 57. KSL News Time 325. JetBlue is making some COVID-19-related announcements today.
JetBlue announcing it will commit to keeping middle seats open through at least October 15th, making a promise that goes beyond other airlines. Some like United and American stopped blocking middle seats weeks ago. And now, like other airlines, JetBlue will no longer allow passengers to claim they're exempt from face mask rules. And masks on JetBlue can no longer have valves. Those valves allow unfiltered air to flow out when a person is breathing. Alex Stone, ABC News.